WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. No change today on federal interest rates, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We've covered a lot of ground, and the full effects of our tightening have yet to be felt.
The move comes after nearly a dozen increases. CBS's Jason Brooks has more.
The Fed is content to leave the federal funds rate at a range of 5.25% to 5.5% for the next 2 months, as it takes time to assess the impact of high rates on inflation and the economy. Worries over high inflation persist at the central bank, and it's still forecasting the possibility of one more quarter-point rate hike before the end of the year.
Climate change is the big focus today at the United Nations. Fimi Naomi Mataafa is the Prime Minister of Samoa.
Make no mistake, the storm is gaining strength. It is our responsibility as leaders to secure a resilient and prosperous future for our people.
This year alone, the U.S. set a record for natural disasters, 23 so far, and it's still September. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met today on the sidelines of the new UN.
At the start of the meeting, President Biden said the two would be tackling some of the tough issues.
Upholding democratic values that lie at the heart of our partnership, including checks and balances in our systems.
Perhaps a reference to Israel's controversial judicial overhaul, which has sparked protests over that very issue.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. In Washington,
our job is to pursue justice without fear or favor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's taking some heat from House Republicans over how the DOJ's handled some high-profile cases. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Republicans are alleging that there has been preferential treatment in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. In the words of the Republican chairman, he said the fix is in. And during the testimony, they pointed to this failed plea agreement and the fact that a federal judge in Delaware found the terms of the agreement were defective and some without any legal precedent.
Today's the 12th anniversary of the military's repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But there are new efforts now to correct wrongful discharges. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Many veterans say they have been wrongly denied benefits over the years. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks.
We are announcing that DOD will, for the first time, begin proactively reviewing the military records of veterans discharged because of their sexual orientation.
If your kid plays Fortnite, you could get a refund. Epic Games has to pay $37 million in penalties for violating children's privacy. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Altoona has announced watering restrictions have been lifted in the area. According to a Facebook post from the city of Altoona, a decreased demand for outdoor water use has eliminated the need for water restrictions, as the city can now maintain an adequate water supply for drinking water and fire protection. The city also thanked residents for following the water restrictions in place to ensure the adequate water supply. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature seems prepared to ignore a special session called by Governor Tony Evers. The special session was called in an attempt by Governor Evers to pass a $1 billion package to keep COVID-era childcare programs open, send more money to the University of Wisconsin, and create a paid family leave program. According to an Associated Press report, this is the 13th time the state Senate and Assembly have ignored a special session called by Governor Evers. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, some of it was made right here in Wisconsin by our Senator Ron Johnson. Remember something. Ron Johnson was vulnerable. The Milwaukee Journal editorial board on front page editorials several times said that he wasn't fit to be a senator. He got in through a dirty campaign. Sadly, the people that now run the Democratic Party like identity politics campaigns. So he snuck back in, and now we're stuck with him for another 5.5 years. Well, here's what he did now. He is now under the unanimous consent rule, like Tommy Tuberville, like Rand Paul. He's blocking Senate votes on a package of GOP amendments to the funding bills. Remember something, when I got up this morning, I was under the impression that at least Moscow Mitch and the Republicans were okay on keeping the government open. I was under the impression, and so were you and everybody else, that the Republican senators did not go along with the MAGA people in the House, that they were acting responsibly, and that they were willing to, in fact, had voted for all 12 spending bills to keep the government open. Well, I was apparently wrong on that. Ron Johnson just stuck the knife, just like Kevin McCarthy's doing to appease Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and these other characters. And he's blocking Senate votes on a so-called minibus, M-I-N-I-B-U-S project package of GOP amendments. Now, what is that? These bills were agreed to by the Senate. The Republicans, in many cases, to sort of cover themselves with their base back home, put in amendments. Some of them are crazy, some of them aren't crazy. But the way that's handled in the Senate, because remember, if you had 2 weeks of debate on every issue, every promotion, everything in the Senate, you couldn't function. So they have a thing called unanimous consent. And each of the caucuses meets. They instruct their leaders on how to vote. The two leaders get together and they agree on the unanimous consent to consider certain blocks of legislation, because they've already worked out their positions on it. This had already been worked out. Ron Johnson is a nihilist. He's a vandal. He is doing exactly what the MAGA caucus is doing in the House of Representatives. So here's what he said, if you can believe it. He said, well, the Department of Agriculture funding is part of this omnibus package called a minibus package. And I want that debated all by itself. And I'm going to talk as long as I want. Then I can yield my time without permission to anybody to another hack, another Republican nut who will chew up more time. Hey, Ron, today is September 20. 10 days from now, September 30 at 5 p.m., the government shuts down, Ron. This is in bad faith. And then he said, well, you know, in this bill on military construction of bases or whatever military construction is needed to defend our troops, to defend our embassies around the world, we should debate that. Take our good, sweet time. Maybe a couple of weeks just for that alone. Then how about the Veterans Office? Yeah, I want to dig into that a little bit. I want to dig into that some. Maybe that'll be a couple of weeks too. But Ron, we got 10 days. Yeah, we should have started earlier, I guess. Should have started earlier, I guess. This is all a pretext. It's a fraud. This is what they're doing in the House of Representatives. It does not represent the majority of Republicans in the Senate, much less the majority of the Senate itself. I mean, Moscow Mitch doesn't agree with this. John Thune, the assistant minority leader, a guy from South Dakota, doesn't agree with it. A lot of them don't agree with it. Tommy Tuberville continues brazenly to deny unanimous consent to promotions in the military. There are hundreds of them. By the end of the year, there'll be 600 of them. These are flag officers. Well, Tuberville started to get some heat because one of the people that is being blocked by his blocking unanimous consent is the commandant of the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps has kind of a sacred image in the military. My dad and two of my uncles were in the Marine Corps. It's a wonderful branch. So is the Navy where I serve. So is the Army and the Air Force and the Coast Guard and the Merchant Marine. But the Marine Corps is a big deal. And in Alabama, that didn't sit too well. So he goes, well, why don't we start debating them one at a time? Let's start with the Marine Corps Commandant, and we'll give that a good shaking around for a long time. And Schumer finally said, look, we want unanimous consent for all these flag promotions. If you have a problem with any of them, let me know, and we'll pull that one out. But you have to let me know. You can't just go, well, I want to just talk about each for a couple of weeks. Rand Paul is responsible for an Islamic takeover of the government in Niger that's going to result in the murder of even more Christians. Why do I say that? Niger is an Islamic country, but the president was favorable to the West. He was favorable to the United States, to Europe. And Rand Paul blocked unanimous consent for any ambassador appointments, because he said he hadn't gotten enough information on COVID. As politely as they could, the White House pointed out he was lying. He had been given information. And then he said, well, I hadn't been told that I could share this information. And the White House said, there was no restrictions on your sharing it. We didn't say you couldn't share it. You can share it. In the meantime, we had no ambassador in Niger. In the meantime, the Islamic people has started to rile up the crowd, and our ambassador over there would have been a key point to unite the West and to unite different factions of Niger's society. But we had no ambassador. Had no ambassador because of Rand Paul. What's happened is that Christians are being slaughtered throughout Africa by Boko Haram, by Al-Shabaab, by ISIS, by Al-Qaeda. And the Republican Party has interfered in our stopping that. Nigeria, about 4,100 Christians were murdered. The last year we had figures in 2021. There's one murdered for his religion every 2 hours. And the clown Rand Paul doesn't think we need ambassadors. The clown Tuberville does not think we need flag officers. And he demoralized our military. And the clown Ron Johnson thinks it's okay to shut down the government. I'm going to say this in the strongest terms. The Senate has got to get rid of unanimous consent. It's not in the Constitution. I have this vision of them all assembling every day at 5 p.m. in velvet slippers, going to the Puckalum, drinking a glass of sherry, giving each other the secret handshake like Skull and Bones, and say, "We are in the most exclusive club in the world. Yes, my lord. Yes, my lady. And we can shut down anything we want." That isn't what George Washington led the Revolutionary War forces for. That isn't what our founding fathers set up. It's supposed to be majority rule. And yet, and this is sad. I saw an interview with Amy Klobuchar, and they asked her, "Well, what about Tommy Tuberville?" She said, "It's terrible. There's nothing I can do about it." I got an email from Tammy Baldwin from her campaign saying, "Sign this petition to take Tommy Tuberville, change your position on abortion and on military promotions." That isn't going to do it. That's weak. That's wrong. In 1861, Abraham Lincoln didn't send a letter to Robert E. Lee and say, "Change your position on slavery and on secession." Petitions don't do any good to these people. Tommy Tuberville's a white supremacist. He said a white supremacist is just an American. That's his quote. Said a white supremacist is just a supporter of Donald Trump. That's another quote of his. Yes, the Republicans, several of them are corrupt in the Senate. And the rest of them, like Mitch McConnell and John Thune, are weak. But our Democratic caucus has got to do something. We've got to do something. Let me give you a very simple thing you can do. Get up in the Senate and say, "I move a resolution to get rid of unanimous consent." Unanimous means all 100 have to agree. Are you kidding? Kevin McCarthy said that Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican congressman, and Donald Trump were being paid by the Russians. Trump is on the take from the Russians and the Saudis. Tommy Tuberville is a white supremacist. Rand Paul will simply shut down the government. You can't have unanimity when you have people like that in the Senate. If you want to change it so you see you're still saying Skull and Bones and wear velvet slippers and give yourself the secret handshake, okay. Then say 25 senators or 20 senators or 30 senators have to deny unanimous consent. You're not going to have them holding up military promotions. You see what I'm saying? This is a very serious matter. We're going to continue discussing it after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
In the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, 59 the low. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 82. Partly cloudy, mid-50s for Thursday night. Friday, chance of afternoon showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 70s.
Right now, it's 82.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we've just been talking about the Senate having individual people shut it down and close down the government. Let's move to the House. And if it's possible, it's even worse. Here's what happened yesterday and continuing today. Kevin McCarthy has lost control of the House. He's the Speaker. He should have it under control. There are plenty of rules and power that give it to him. He's lost control. A House meeting yesterday dissolved into shouting and cries of regular order, quote unquote, regular order. That is something that is a motion that's brought by somebody. If somebody is out of hand, say a congressman starts to shout, writhe around, loses it. Say two people get into a fist fight on the floor, that has happened in our history, out of order. Here, it wasn't even put in the form of a motion because so many people were yelling in the House of Representatives that there was cries and yells of regular order, regular order. I have never, ever heard that in my life, that it had to be that pervasive and widespread in the Congress. And what were they fighting about? Believe it or not, Kevin McCarthy said, as Speaker, I am going to bring to the floor a vote on the defense bill. Defense bill is about 800 some odd billion, provides aid for Ukraine, provides raises for our troops, provides ammunition for our troops, missiles, planes, ships, everything we need to stand up to the Ruskies and the Chaycoms, everything we need. And guess what? It failed 212 to 214. The Republicans have 220 votes and they could only muster 212. Five Republicans voted no. And sadly, these are some Republicans who this is going to be their last term in Congress and they decided to take one more nihilistic kick at the cat. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Dan Bishop of North Carolina, Ken Buck of Colorado, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, and Matt Rosendale of Montana. All four of them right-wing MAGA nuts. At least Marjorie Taylor Greene voted for it, although she said she wished she hadn't, and some of the others abstained. But here's the problem. Dan Bishop of North Carolina is leaving the Congress to run for Attorney General in North Carolina. Ken Buck of Colorado is going to be leaving the Congress because he has a sweetheart contract with CNN, Now, this is very sad. CNN's trying to change its image, show that they're, what, moderate, that they are even-handed, so they hire Ken Buck. I mean, come on. Look, I always enjoyed watching CNN, watch MSNBC. MSNBC gets, you know, can tilt too far to the left in some cases, but not necessarily the hosts, although sometimes the hosts, but sometimes the guests, I enjoy watching it. CNN, you could always rely on as a pretty competent explainer of the news. But now what they're doing, bringing on a guy like Ken Buck. Ken Buck isn't a normal Republican. Ken Buck is a guy who's a MAGA right-wing Freedom Caucus nut. And he's leaving. Ralph Norman of South Carolina. Scott Rosendale of Montana. You have Matt Gaetz going to run for governor of Florida. So they can't even pass with a Republican speaker and majority a bill to fund our military. Let me repeat that. They are so pathetic with a Republican speaker and a Republican majority, they can't pass a funding bill to support our military. The Democratic response is we will absolutely vote for that. And all of the other funding bills that McCarthy and Biden agreed to this spring in the debt deal. But you're not going to cherry pick off one and not the other, and they can't even hold their own party. Remember something. Fitch, which is a bond rating service, already this spring dropped our bond rating, the United States I'm talking about, the United States, from AAA to AA plus. That may not mean anything to you, but it means billions, with a B, dollars of more interest we have to pay on treasury bills. Billions. And why did they do it? Because they said that the Congress is so broken, it can't even agree to vote on spending for the United States government. And maybe people will be left holding the bag who own treasuries. That is a toxic idea to have travel around the world. Our treasuries are the safest investments in the world. They don't typically pay much compared to other riskier investments. Remember, there's a time they paid 1%, 1.5%, but they were as good as gold, literally. And now they're a real bargain for investors because with the Fitch downgrade and the more interest we have to pay, they're up to a couple of percent. It's a pretty good investment. The White House issued a statement, and this is a great statement, and they said, extreme House Republicans are going forward to shut down the government. That should stop. Now, what do we do about this? I have talked about a discharge petition in the past. I've talked about what's going on here. Do what Boehner did. Do what Ryan did. There have got to be 100, 150 Republicans who are not suicidal, who don't hate the United States, and are not loyal to Putin. There must be some. I don't know of any in this state, but there must be some somewhere. And then Hakeem Jeffries gives them another 100 Democratic votes, and we pass a budget. What's so hard about that? Am I the only guy that has to say this? Sure, other guys are saying it. People are saying it. It's not doing any good. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Interest rates remain at 22-year highs following the Federal Reserve's decision today not to change it. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is dispelling Republicans' claims that the DOJ is favoring or treating certain cases differently.
The Justice Department treats everyone alike, regardless of party, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of wealth. Everyone is treated alike.
President Biden says he tackled some tough issues today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly.
That is upholding democratic values that lie at the heart of our partnership, including checks and balances in our systems.
Mr. Biden also invited the Israeli leader to the White House later this year, calling their relationship ironclad. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Sheriff's job may be in jeopardy following a four-hour closed session this week. The meeting reportedly involved concerns raised by a county employee regarding Sheriff Travis Hakes on the workplace. The precise conduct that triggered these concerns to be raised by that county employee is not yet known. A motion filed by the county board notes an October 10th meeting could involve authorizing charges and the statutory removal of the sheriff. Sheriff Hakes released a statement accusing the board of disregarding due process. In the statement, Sheriff Hakes stated, quote, "I realize that in many parts of this country, it has become politically fashionable to disparage and bash law enforcement officers for doing their jobs. It is sad to see that these people have climbed on that bandwagon." Hakes vows to fight to keep his job against what he called unconstitutional and overreaching acts by other elected officials and their minions. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, somebody else weighed in on this right-wing MAGA attempt to shut down the government. And believe it or not, it was Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch. What did Moscow Mitch say? Moscow Mitch said, quote, "It's always a loser for Republicans politically if there is a shutdown." Quote, "It's always a loser for Republicans politically if there is a shutdown." He didn't say a shutdown was wrong. He didn't say knock it off, guys. He just says, well, it's a bad idea politically. At least he stood up for that. But before we go on to the next segment, I just want to leave everybody with this knowledge that right now, 10 days to go, there is a nihilistic vandal sentiment on the part of a very small number of Republicans. I do not think it reflects the broad Republican Party, and I certainly don't think it reflects Republicans whom I respect, like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger or Mitt Romney. But in a broad segment of the Republican Party is being hijacked by a handful of extremists in the House and sadly Ron Johnson is one of their fellow travelers and running dogs in the Senate. And they are using various tricks. In the Senate, Tuberville, Johnson, Ron Johnson, and Rand Paul are using unanimous consent, which is an unconstitutional rule that should be overturned. But in the House, it still requires certain procedural votes once the Speaker's made a determination to put something on the floor to support that bill, and five Republicans refused to do it in the House, even for just the defense bill. This isn't something we exult over, but this is a very, very important thing facing the country. I think as it looks now, we are going to have a shutdown government, and Janet Yellen will do her magic, and there'll be some reserves, and there'll be some things she can do and delay certain payments. But this message is being communicated around the world, to the Chinese, to the Russians, to the Iranians, to the North Koreans, to our NATO allies, to Africa, Asia, Latin America, where we're seeking cooperation. And they're looking on us as having a dysfunctional government. There's nothing dysfunctional about America. What's dysfunctional is the Republican Party. And until a number of, you don't even have to call them moderates. You don't have to call them centrists. Just flat out Americans who think we should fund the government and then vote our various differences on taxes and immigration and everything else, but at least fund the government. Okay, we're going on to a totally different topic, and this is one that concerns me a great deal. I'm going to lay it out. There's an article in the New York Times today, but this has been brewing. It's been on my mind a long time. Saudi Arabia, for a long time, has sought a mutual defense pact with the United States because it fears attack by Iran. It fears attack by insurgents in the Middle East. And they dangle the possibility of their recognizing the state of Israel in return. Before we get into it, we have a caller on the line. I'd like to get to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Hey, Matt, how are you today?
Yeah, good, Andrew. What's up in Detroit, Matt, my friend?
Oh, I'm sunny. Good, good. We like that for the end of summer. Matt, I'm wondering who is the chairman of the Rules Committee in the Senate, and why are they not working, he, she, it, them, not working to pull a Mitch McConnell and change the rules to fit the times and what we need to get done in the Senate. I continue to believe that the Democrats need to be as, not ruthless, but forceful as the Republicans when they're in power and change all the rules to fit what they need. Your thoughts, Matt? Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. That's a very, very good point. And to build on what Andrew said, the way to circumvent somebody like Ron Johnson, Tommy Tuberville, and Rand Paul is they are taking advantage of a rule that was passed in good faith hundreds of years ago in our republic's history that assumed that the Senate was full of 100 patriots. And we might have differences of opinion, but when push came to shove, we'd stand behind America. That is no longer the case. In the early 1870s, after the Civil War, several of the more prominent Confederates, leaders of the Confederacy, said it was a mistake to take up arms. We could not beat the North. We should have stayed in the Congress and beaten them from within. That is what's happening now. Now, to build on what Andrew said, here's how it would work. This business of unanimous consent is simply a Senate rule. It has no constitutional basis. In fact, in my opinion, it's unconstitutional because it lets people who are crooked, corrupt, shut down the government. You have a guy in our state, Ron Johnson, who had the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket and also apparently the Wisconsin ones, and tried to get his chief of staff to get him to Mike Pence to overturn the election. And he's now saying that he will shut down funding for the U.S. government. So to build on what Andrew said, the Rules Committee chair, obviously he'd do it in conjunction with Schumer, and obviously he or she would do it after discussing it with the other Democrats, would be say, we are going to announce a suspension of unanimous consent and its revision to substantial minority consent. In other words, we do agree that a fair number of senators should be able to say, hey, wait a minute, let's go slow on this one and take it separately from the others. But we now say it should be 30% of the Senate, 30 votes, or 40 votes, or 25 votes. They know better than I the lay of the land there. However, if that happened, you would not find 30 senators who would say, don't give us a commandant to the Marine Corps. You would not find 30 senators who would say, General Miley, by the way, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is retiring September 30 at 5 p.m. He is. He served in the Army for 43 years. We are not going to have a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff after the 30th. Right now, we do not have a chief of naval operations, the head of the Navy, the CNO. When I was in the Navy, Admiral Elmo Zumwalt was the CNO. We thought we really looked up to him. We thought he was a great leader. He was a great leader. The Army doesn't have a commanding general. You would not get 30 senators to stick a knife in the back of America the way Tuberville is doing. You would not get 30 senators to stick a knife in the back of America and permit an Islamic insurgency to take over Niger the way Rand Paul did. And you would not find 30 senators who would stick a knife in America's back like Ron Johnson and say, we're not going to fund the government after September 30. But how would it work? You put that out, we have a majority with 51. I got to tell you, it would require Manchin and Sinema to go along with it. That's been a problem. It's been a fly in the ointment. But if they go along with it, Moscow, Mitch, and the rest would say, no, no, the sky is falling. Help, help, the sky is falling. And what I would say to Moscow, Mitch, if I were the majority leader of the Democrats, I would say, Moscow, Mitch, or permit me, Moscow. I'll just call you Moscow. Moscow, back when you were majority leader, you got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments and for cabinet appointments because you knew that you would not be able to get 67 votes for some of the creeps and weirdos that Donald Trump put in the cabinet and on the Supreme Court. So what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And frankly, if Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster, he just flat out did it. And you may say, wait a minute, what about the Senate parliamentarian? Wouldn't she step in and say it was wrong? Yes, she would. She's a very good parliamentarian. Here's a dirty little secret. A simple majority can overrule the parliamentarian, believe it or not. So Schumer would say, no, we decide to overrule you. We no longer have unanimous consent. We have substantial minority consent, say 30%, 33%. We would have funding bills in the Senate. And if we did something similar in the House, we would have that legislation presented to the full House to vote. We would have a commandant of the Marine Corps, a CNO, Chief of Naval Operations. We'd have a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's already been designated by Biden. It's the Air Force guy, and he's not going to be able to do it. And we would have a commanding general for the Army. We would have ambassadors in countries that were sensitive, as well as the Broadway Showtime appointments. Everybody wants appointment as an ambassador to Paris, London, Rome, Madrid, Berlin, Dublin. Those are fun. Scandinavian countries. How many people do you think want to be ambassador to Niger? How many people do you think want to be ambassador to a place where your driver has to take a different route every day because he fears bombs in the road and where your dependents, your spouse and your children can't accompany. Not a lot. These are patriots, and Rand Paul's blocking them. Rand Paul's blocking them. So what would then happen is, just like the elimination of the filibuster for cabinet appointments and Supreme Court appointments, which enabled them to put in the six tarantulas, some of the tarantulas had already been there, and also enabled them to put in the strangest, you know, lying William Barr and crooked Mike Pompeo and people of that ilk. How about doing it for a good cause? How about doing it for promoting our flag officers so that we don't demoralize our military anymore? The Army is 25% under its goal for new enlistments. And frankly, they have to lower the standards of what they take. And some of these people, I don't think they take people with felony convictions, but I mean, there are people that would not get into the military under normal circumstances. This is all because a handful of MAGA Freedom Caucus weirdos, punks, are doing this and hurting America. And nobody is doing anything about it. So Andrew of Detroit, thank you for assigning it to the chairman of the Rules Committee. I'm sure they'll be quite pleased to hear. But I think in the Senate, it comes down to they all think they're in Skull and Bones. They all think they are in a secret society. They all think they have a secret handshake. They all like going in velvet slippers to the poculum, which means the drinking room in Latin, at 5 p.m. and having a glass of sherry and toasting each other and basking in their vanity. That is what has happened to the Senate of the United States, because they now describe it as the most exclusive club in the world. I don't want any clubs. Shove the clubs. I don't want no clubs. This is not a club. This is the Congress of the United States. And what do you have? You have chaos in the House with people shouting, regular order, regular order. What is this, a civil war? Regular order? Some of these people, you know, some of the Republicans are packing, they're carrying on the floor. Bobbert brought a gun on the floor, a Glock. There has got to be discipline imposed, and has got to be by getting rid of unconstitutional rules that are making it impossible to govern this government. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. We got carried away in that segment. I'll get back to you right after the break.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, 59 the low. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 82. Partly cloudy, mid-50s for Thursday night. Friday, chance of afternoon showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 70s.
Right now, it's 82.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Director, lines are open. 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Great detail, Matt. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to share two points with you and interested to get your reaction. This detail is very intriguing and important to hear about the cost of this government pending government shutdown. There was a quote from, I believe it was Raw Story, where a person said, well, you know, the all hell breaking loose is their happy place when speaking of this contingent within the Congress that is so intent in shutting down the government. And I wonder what you would think about this idea, Matt. You know, that I can remember all of the pieces that have been done over time about, oh, the government, anything they do costs so much, you know, if they get a hammer, it costs $400, and look at the cost of a toilet seat, they can't do anything easily. But what you're talking now about, billions of dollars extra that we have to pay out on our interest on our debt because of these government shutdowns. And it, I mean, how does a hammer even begin to compare to what this is costing us by these people who just want a grandstand? I mean, the way that politics is done is, I always thought, was you get in a closed room and you beat on each other until you get agreement, and it's give and take, and you figure it out. And instead now, by these public displays, as you say, the people from around the world that are just, I think, flummoxed and amused and it's smug about it. Look at these loser Americans that can't even manage to get a budget together. This is what a household does, is get a budget together, and our people can't do it. So I'd be curious if you'd, see if there's any way we could put a tie between, the $400 hammer and how much this shenanigans by these Republicans are costing us. I really appreciate your efforts in this regard, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Joe, for another excellent call. And I very much like your analogy. And furthermore, you have to boil down any topic, especially if it seems at all complex, into something that's understandable to people. And the business of the $400 hammer or the all sorts of Bill Proxmire did a lot of that when he was in the Senate, pointing out some waste and so forth. And it's absolutely required to do that. And I like the idea of reducing it to that. But the core issue is this: if somebody is wasting $25 billion on a gratuity, on a vanity, all they have to do is pass a budget and they can save us. $25 billion was the amount that it cost when Ted Cruz shut it down 10 years ago. So it'll be more than that now. But Fitch lowered our bond rating from AAA to AA+. Now you may say, well, what the heck? Think about your own personal circumstance. You have a credit rating. Some people worry about it. Some people don't. If you're late on your bills a lot, you have a lower credit rating. If you go in for a mortgage or you go in for a small business loan or anything of that nature, they're going to look at your credit rating. And if you're somebody who doesn't pay his bills or keeps forgetting or putting it off, you're going to pay a higher interest rate than somebody who is very responsible and pays their bills every month. And the government is no different. It's absolutely no different. The reason why we had a AAA rating is because we are the gold standard. Around the world, everybody wants treasuries. You know you're going to get paid. You know that we have a rule of law. We're not a fascist country. We're not a commie country. We're not an authoritarian or dictatorship type country. But they are seeing evidence of confusion and chaos in all of these fights within the Congress, and it's all coming from the Republican Party, all of it. The Democratic Party has never shut down the government. There was a proposal to do it when Trump was president over things like immigration and the border wall and Medicaid and all that. We never, ever did it, ever. They do it as a gratuity. They do it as casually as if they sneeze. And then they complain about spending. I'm going to put it to you this way, and I think that it's useful to think about it this way. The Republican Party, some say it's dead, it's a cadaver and so forth. It's at very least lost its soul. It started out under Abraham Lincoln as the most liberal party, progressive party, freed the slaves and so on. And believe it or not, that continued not just into the 20th century, but for instance, Republican presidents would have African Americans come to the White House, whereas Woodrow Wilson resegregated the federal workforce. It had been integrated under the Republicans, believe it or not. Franklin Roosevelt changed all that. Franklin Roosevelt, building on Al Smith's coalition, it was really Al Smith who did it, but Franklin Roosevelt put it into effect, changed all that. But I remember in Connecticut, when I was involved in politics in college, there were African-American people who had come to Republican Party meetings because they remembered the old Republican Party in the 1960s, even. Jack Kennedy changed a lot of that, obviously. So where are we now in the Republican Party? They have three principles: violence, chaos, and fraud. Violence, January 6th, Trump continuously makes threatening statements to judges, prosecutors, witnesses, and jurors, encouraging lone wolves and attacks on FBI agents and others. They want people to be intimidated and quit. Chaos. They want to throw our election system into chaos because they grub around in the dark and they feed on chaos. That's one reason they want to get rid of Megan Wolf, because she's so effective. They'll put in a Gableman type or an incompetent who will give wrong advice. It'll result in litigation. The whole intent is to drive down the vote by 4 or 5% in Wisconsin. And finally, fraud. Some of the bills that have been passed, some of the legislation in Texas and elsewhere, for instance, in Harris County, Houston now, if the Republican Secretary of State doesn't like the result, he holds another election until he gets the result he likes. And that hasn't been overturned by a judge yet. Under the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court overturned in Shelby County back in 2006, that would have had to be pre-cleared by the Justice Department. And it would not have been pre-cleared even under a Republican Justice Department. Similar votes like that going on around the country. And let me leave you with one final thought. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. This doesn't have to be accomplished in 50 states. It only has to be accomplished in 3 states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Alabama will be Republican. New York and California will be Democratic. The other swing states like Georgia and Arizona are basically red. Nevada, I hope we can hold. But Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania have enough electoral votes to tilt a president. And that is the concentration area of the fraud. I didn't get to some of our topics today. I broached one and we'll get to them tomorrow. It's a great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, the Devil's Advocate. I'm signing off for today.
The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Great show, Matt.
Calvin, we didn't get many calls.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.